Moving back to the Cape, I was startled by how little my family explored when I was a kid. My family stayed mostly in the mid-Cape. My mom called us homebodies. So when I first read Cape Cod as an adult, I didn't recognize it.
This sandbank, the backbone of the Cape, rose directly from the beach to the height of 100 feet or more above the ocean. It was like the escarped rampart of a stupendous fortress. 1,000 men could not have seriously interrupted it, but would have been lost in the vastness of the scenery.
An escarped rampart? I need to see that. But following Thoreau, my pledge was this. Don't just drive to the cool places, get out, look around, then drive to the next place. I mean, really, Thoreau wouldn't do that. If he's the guy who wrote in Walden, "I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately," then he's certainly not the guy who would drive to the backbone of the Cape just to look deliberately. Hardly seems Thoreauvian. So instead, I promised myself I would stick to his path. Well, easier said than done. Take Thoreau's walk to Nauset Lighthouse, for instance. He left the main road in Eastham, right near the current-day visitor center for the Cape Cod National Seashore. He could see Nauset Light from there, so he walked straight to it.
These were the plains of Nauset, once covered with wood. The barren aspect of the land would hardly be believed if described.
At that time, the Cape was pretty well deforested.
Terry Ray Smith volunteers at the Eastham Historical Society.
The trees had been taken down to be used for fuel, for building purposes, not only homes but ships, and also just to clear the land. We had dairy farms, pig farms, we had the salt works, and by that time even the rich, fertile topsoil had eroded away.
Well, Eastham is barren no more. The forest has returned, and even though I couldn't possibly see the lighthouse from the visitor center, I figured I'd just walk straight to it. 2 miles at the most. Should be easy, I thought. So into the woods I went.
Well, this is a mistake. There's bullbriar in here. Practically as thick as my thumb. If I was Thoreau, I'd probably pull out a ruler and measure it. It's just so thick. With parker brush, I mean, there's got to be a way through here.
The poison ivy and parker brush and God knows what else I kept running into cut my shins pretty badly. The plains of Nauset? No, more like the pains of Nauset. Anyone with half a brain would give up at this moment. Cheat. Just drive to the lighthouse.
I should have brought a machete.
But I had the words of travel writer Paul Theroux in my head. Now, as an aside, I should say, Thoreau's name is actually pronounced Thoreau. But I'm using the common pronunciation, Thoreau. And so, yeah, I talked to Theroux about Thoreau. He wrote an introduction to an edition of Cape Cod, and as much as Theroux admires Thoreau, he considers him a weak traveler.
He never took a long trip. He never took a difficult trip. He always went with someone else, and he never stayed a long time. I love books which are written by a person, an individual who goes alone, who has a difficult time, writes about it, doesn't complain, and solves the problem.
So I stuck it out. 1 hour passed. Still in the woods.
Thorns in my arms.
2 hours passed. Still in the woods.
If you're fond of shrub oak and poison ivy, you'll be sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Surely I could break my promise now, right? Well, truth be told, I was feeling guilty. I already cheated. In Orleans, Thoreau spent the night at Higgins Tavern. It's now the old Tavern Hotel and Inn. I didn't sleep there, but I did start walking to Nauset Lighthouse from there, just like Thoreau.
The next morning, Thursday, October 11th, it rained as hard as ever. But we were determined to proceed on foot, nevertheless.
Stating the obvious, perhaps, but I can't imagine that it was this loud and noisy when Thoreau walked here.
Everything indicated that we had reached a strange shore. The road was a mere lane, winding over bare swells of bleak and barren-looking land.
It was a Midas muffler. Rite Aid, Cumberland Farms, Staples.
Noise, fumes, chain stores. It's all parker brush of a different kind, right? Why am I walking here? How is this helping me reconnect to the Cape? I mean, look, keep in mind, I grew up in Yarmouthport. I left Cape Cod for a long time. Fled is more like it. But I chose to move back here recently, but not for all the pucker brush I can get elsewhere. I moved back because the Cape feels separate, a step or two away from all the buzz of the megalopolis. As Thoreau put it, on Cape Cod, you can put all America at your back. Well, you can't walk down a busy, noisy road by strip malls and say, you've got America at your back. So I bailed on this section of Thoreau's trail, and I got in my car. I know, hypocrite. I drove to the parking lot at the Seashore Visitor Center, the whole time thinking, Henry, how disappointed you must be.
Golf balls? Why are there golf balls here?
3 hours later, still in the woods, ridiculously determined not to take the road, I'm now mocking Thoreau.
Golfus folliculus.
When he wrote, he had this annoying habit of giving the Latin name for practically everything he saw.
Golfus balli.
Well, clearly, I need out. I heard a car close by and thought, thank God, a road. I beelined out of the woods, and that's when I discovered two things. It took me 3 hours just to walk a mile and a half. And to add insult to bleeding shins, Nauset Lighthouse was still a mile away.
You know, I don't ever remember Thoreau writing, and I showed up in the wrong place.
I eventually walked the rest of the way to the lighthouse. Yes, I followed the road. But before doing that, I discovered a third thing. I jogged my way up a sandy bluff and stood, staring.
Here's what Thoreau wrote when he reached the beach. At length, we reached the seemingly retreating boundary of the plain. We suddenly stood on the edge of a bluff overlooking the Atlantic. Far below us was the beach. The waves broke on the bars at some distance from the shore, 10 or 12 feet high, like 1,000 waterfalls rolled in foam to the sand.
Here is why I moved back over the bridge. That feeling of being at the edge, the periphery. Small, almost trivial. Following Thoreau's footsteps on Cape Cod, I'm Rob Rosenthal.